In 2012, Uganda did something that shocked the development world. They banned new mobile health projects, not because technology couldn't help their healthcare crisis, but because hundreds of well-meaning organizations had flooded the country with disconnected pilot programs that never scaled, never integrated, and ultimately never delivered on their promises. Hospital administrators were drowning in incompatible systems. Patients were confused by overlapping services. And the government had had enough. This moment crystallizes a painful truth. The social sector is full of passionate people solving the wrong problems in the wrong ways. We're so busy doing good that we rarely stop to ask whether we're actually making a measurable difference. What if the principles that transformed how we build technology could revolutionize how we create social change? Not by imposing Silicon Valley's arrogance onto complex human problems, but by embracing its discipline around learning, iteration, and evidence. The challenge isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter, with clear metrics and rigorous validation of what actually creates lasting change. After 10 years, EARN had helped 7,000 low-income Americans build savings. Impressive until you realize 50 to 70 million Americans lack financial security. They'd need centuries at that pace. So they committed to helping a million people save $1 billion by 2022, abandoning their refined in-person model for an untested technology platform. The first year alone, they reached 85,000 users, more than their previous 15 years combined. The social sector tackles massive problems, yet sets timid goals. Tech startups aim for hockey stick growth, that magical inflection point where progress shifts from linear crawl to exponential surge. When Jim Taylor and Debbie Ong Din decided to help smallholder farmers in Myanmar, they moved there. This proximity allowed them to design affordable irrigation solutions with direct farmer input. 9 years later, Proximity Designs had become Myanmar's largest social enterprise, reaching 80% of farmers and increasing incomes by $250 annually. Kenari Webb practiced radical listening to protect orangutans in Indonesian Borneo, suspending assumptions to understand what communities actually needed. Families weren't destroying forests out of greed, but because they needed quick money for medical emergencies. This insight led her to establish Health in Harmony, a local clinic that reduced logging households by 89%. Innovation isn't about brainstorming sessions with sticky notes. It's about systematically reducing uncertainty through experimentation. Google didn't invent web search. Facebook didn't invent social networking. They improved existing concepts through relentless testing. Yet the social sector often treats each initiative as if no one has addressed similar problems before. During the 2014 Ebola outbreak, USAID's Grand Challenge created a protective suit healthcare workers could remove safely in 5 minutes instead of 30. Not because participants were smarter than experts, but because they brought fresh perspectives unconstrained by conventional thinking. Building on proven solutions often offers lower risk and higher reward than creating something new. The YMCA transformed an academically proven diabetes prevention program into a cost-effective group-based format that eventually became Medicare covered. They didn't need to prove the intervention worked, just that they could deliver it affordably at scale. Harambe Youth Employment Accelerator in South Africa treated every assumption as testable when facing 40% youth unemployment. They pivoted from traditional academic assessments to measuring learning potential and personality traits, then training candidates to fill specific gaps. Through continuous experimentation, they've helped over 50,000 youth find their first jobs, not by following a perfect plan, but by learning rapidly from imperfect experiments. Validation works best when you start small, allowing faster iteration and lower stakes learning. Yet mission-driven organizations face unique pressures to grow prematurely, with urgency creating a natural inclination to help as many people as possible, even with unproven solutions. 1 Acre Fund learned validation the hard way when passion fruit cultivation failed in 2008 because desk research didn't match field realities. Founder Andrew Young responded by implementing a staged innovation framework. Source ideas internally, evaluate them, test with prototypes, then small farmer groups, then district-wide trials. This R&D approach, funded at 7% of their budget, has generated a 4 to 6x return on investment by allowing them to fail small before scaling proven solutions. Mission-oriented organizations must balance three pillars: value, growth, and impact. Value comes first. If beneficiaries don't use your solution, nothing else matters. Growth engines must be considered early, as retrofitting strategies later requires complete redesign. Impact remains the ultimate goal, but often takes years to prove. The key isn't perfect experiment design, it's speed of execution. Living Goods revolutionized their work by adopting digital data collection, moving data at light speed versus bicycle speed. Their $2,000 Android prototype helped health workers increase pregnancy identification rates from 35% to 85%. Each feedback cycle follows the same pattern: assumption, hypothesis, minimum viable product, experiment, learning. Social innovations must provide what beneficiaries genuinely want, not just what we think is good for them. After the 2016 election, former congressional staffers created a simple 23-page Google Doc as therapy, a guide for resisting the Trump administration. Shared online, it crashed servers as millions viewed it, revealing enormous unmet need. That guide spawned Indivisible, growing into 5,000 local groups that became a major progressive force. New Story, a nonprofit home builder, discovered ghost towns across developing countries, millions wasted on unused homes. Using participatory design, like having families arrange paper cutouts of buildings, they created communities addressing real needs. In El Salvador, this meant layouts protecting children from gang recruitment. In Haiti, it meant understanding cultural preferences around privacy. The most effective solutions often come from users designing for their communities. Claire Reed created Real Gardening in South Africa at age 16, developing a system that saved 80% of water needed for germination. Sanga Moses quit his bank job after seeing his sister miss school to collect firewood, creating EcoFuel Africa to turn agricultural waste into fuel briquettes that burn longer, produce less pollution, and cost half as much as wood. Care Messages' Cecilia Carell developed an SMS-based health management system by testing messages with family, then patients at a free clinic. She discovered patients needed simple, gradual information delivery, not overwhelming detail all at once. Her system eventually reached over 2 million patients with demonstrated health improvements. Successfully delivering value means engaging all stakeholders. Sevilla tackled Michigan's daunting 42-page public benefits application by creating an immersive simulation that forced state leadership to experience the arduous process firsthand. This demonstration secured a partnership to develop a new application with 80% fewer questions. Problems exist in webs of policies, market dynamics, and stakeholder interests. Little Kids Rock transformed music education not by training individual teachers, but by working with universities to reshape teacher preparation and with governments to include modern band in official curricula. Mobile phones reached remote communities within 2 decades, while clean water progress crawls at less than 1% annually. The difference? Market-driven models scale rapidly when people see value. In developing countries, foreign aid, $147 billion, and philanthropy, $64 billion, represent less than 3% of aggregate financing, dwarfed by remittances, $224 billion, foreign investment, $513 billion, government spending, $3 trillion, and domestic company investment, $3.7 trillion. Off-Grid Electric exemplifies this shift. Starting with USAID grants, they raised over $150 million in private capital to provide solar power through small monthly mobile payments. Cross-subsidization works. Aravind Eye Hospitals lets patients self-select payment options based on accommodation preferences while receiving identical care. In Liberia, the Partnership Schools program uses government funding. The state pays teachers' salaries plus $50 per student to nonprofit operators, achieving 60% more learning than government schools. Last-mile distribution remains critical. Poor infrastructure creates absurd fragmentation, separate agents selling mobile airtime, solar systems, and healthcare in the same location. Organizations could scale faster by investing in shared infrastructure rather than duplicating distribution systems. Microcredit's story should haunt social innovators. Despite serving over 100 million borrowers and earning Muhammad Yunus a Nobel Peace Prize, rigorous evaluations revealed it didn't reduce poverty as claimed. This shows why testing your impact hypothesis, not just adoption and scalability, is essential before scaling. For most social change efforts, the honest answer to, does it work, is we're not sure. Organizations typically report easily measured outputs, meals served, people trained, rather than confirming intended outcomes. BRAC, the world's top-rated NGO, stands out for validating impact. When tackling diarrheal mortality in 1979, BRAC taught mothers to prepare oral rehydration solution themselves, despite WHO opposition, rather than relying on inaccessible medical clinics. Individual organizations often hit walls at scale. Jordan Casalo founded Vision Spring to address 2.5 billion people needing eyeglasses. After selling millions, he realized even ambitious targets would barely dent global need. This led him to establish Eyeliance, convening stakeholders to address systemic barriers. Sometimes, greatest impact comes from changing the systems constraining everyone. The Alliance for Affordable Internet, now over 80 organizations, advocates for policy change. An early win, Ghana abolished a 20% smartphone import duty, potentially increasing GDP by $370 million. Set audacious goals based on need scale, not what seems feasible. Start small enough to learn quickly and fail safely. Validate ruthlessly. Test whether people want your solution, whether it can grow sustainably, and whether it creates intended impact. Think big, start small, relentlessly seek impact.